Chapter 2. The Mission and Its Men. Thomas Jefferson would have earned an important place in American history even if he had never become president. In 1776, he wrote the Declaration of Independence, which laid out for American patriots and the world the reasons America was fighting for independence from Great Britain in the Revolutionary War. Jefferson was, quite simply, a master at writing words, and he took great pains to pen elaborate instructions for Meriwether Lewis before the explorer set off on his journey up the Missouri River. "The object of your mission," the president wrote on June 20, 1803, "is to explore the Missouri River and such principal streams of it as by its course and communication with the waters of the Pacific Ocean may offer the most direct and practicable water communication across the continent." It wasn't the first time America's third president had encouraged someone to look for the Northwest Passage. 2 decades earlier, he had tried to convince William Clark's older brother, Revolutionary War hero George Rogers Clark, to head up the Missouri, with no luck. But when Jefferson became president in 1801, he had even more reason to sponsor such an expedition. A Canadian fur trapper named Alexander Mackenzie had completed a similar trek through western Canada to the Pacific in 1793, giving the British colony a strong claim to parts of the Northwest as well as to its bountiful fur trade. When the United States completed the Louisiana Purchase on March 10, 1804, the nation's size doubled, and Jefferson felt compelled to send scouts into the western frontier to announce America's rightful claim to the inhabitants there. The scouting party would also take the opportunity to map travel routes through the wilderness, make note of the terrain and whether it was suited for farming, and meet with Indian tribes to learn which were friendly and which were hostile. Jefferson's first choice for the mission this time around was Meriwether Lewis, who was a relatively young 29 in 1803. Lewis had grown up in Virginia, not far from Jefferson's own home at Monticello. Because of their common love of natural history, the two had become acquaintances. Lewis joined the U.S. militia, a citizen's army, in 1794, and eventually became a captain in the regular army in 1804.